Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person. Well, I'm not really in person, but in a way I'm in person, hopefully. Hopefully you feel I'm in person wherever you are. Getaway Friday, December 9th, 2022. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. What is it now? 14 shopping days until Christmas? Oh, boy, I bet everybody wanted to... 15. 15 shopping days. Because you don't count Christmas on the 25th. You can't shop that day. But you can shop on Christmas Eve. And I did do that one year, by the way. It was a mistake, but I did it. So if it's the 9th, we've got 15 days. 15 shopping days left until Christmas. So a little over 2 weeks. So everybody's still in good shape. 740-383-9944 is the number to call this morning. I am in the studio. I know that's a little confusing, but on Friday I do come to the studio here, and it's good to be here today to see the big Christmas tree and all the decorations. 740-383-9944. So if you plan on calling in this morning, that would be the number to call, 740-383-9944. Now, we did get some Christmas cards here. I'm going to get to this momentarily. But I want to say that Adam did a fantastic job there reading the weather. He now has the Fruitcake Extravaganza, the Fruitcake Toss Extravaganza on the weather report. Now, this is very important, and I did hear the weather report, by the way. 40 degrees. Now, that is not bad. That's about where it was last year. And at 40 degrees, it's not going to snow. Now, it might snow that morning when the low temperature is going on, but it's not going to snow at night at 7 o'clock if it's 40 degrees. And I think the rain is in the morning, so if it rains in the morning, we're fine. And if you did not tune in yesterday, you already know that the Fruitcake Toss has moved from the studio because of the parking situation down to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, just about a mile up the road, not even a mile up the road, 241 South Prospect Street. We will be in the kids' play area tossing those fruitcakes, so we have enough area to toss them. So next week, when you call to remind your people to come, remember to tell them it is at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. I'm sure you won't have to give them the address. I think everybody knows where that church is in Marion. 241 South Prospect Street. And again, we thank Abby, who is in the Fruitcake Toss, for securing that location for us. So big thanks to Abby. And I actually think she might be in here later on, so that will be a good thing, and she can tell us about the area at the Fruitcake Toss. So she'll tell us what it's like over there. Now, Fruitcake Toss contestants, I believe we're up... You know, I really don't even know how many people are in this anymore. 42? Now, I do know we need to take Judy Kress up out because she's hurt her shoulder. So here's what we got. Fruitcake Lily, Sarah, Glenn Coble, Angie, Buckeye Guy, Pastor Whitaker, Ralph Thacker, although I hope somebody gets in contact with him, we're under a week now, Don O'Bower, myself, Brandon, Sean, Terry, Linda, Adam, George Kasotis, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer, Mike Wilson, Jeff Ruth, Joey Powell, Bob Smith, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Mike McGinnis, Bob Welsh, Abby, Lieutenant Brown, Sheriff Bales, Fire Chief Deem, Mayor Kellogg, Ed Pickett, Ted Jolliffe, Mr. Neal, Jacob Barnhart, Jeannie Evers, Jackie Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Troy, Ray Grogan, Chip, and John Heimlich. Now, Chip is also another one. We have not heard from Chip. Now, Chip, if you're out there listening, You've been entered into the fruitcake toss next Thursday, the 15th at 7 p.m. We have a ride for you. So, Chip, if you're interested, call us here at the studio, 740-383-9944, and we will get you a ride to that event and back from that event. One of our listeners with a very big heart, Sarah, who drives the bus, has said she will do that. She will take you. But we got to hear from you, or somebody hopefully will go out and tell you. I believe Chip, I wish I could remember. I don't remember if he works Monday and Wednesday or Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 9 at Kroger. I'm sure it won't be hard for him to get off for an hour or so to come down and do the fruitcake toss. But, Chip, if you're out there, or if anybody knows Chip or can swing by the Kroger South, you don't have to go grocery shopping there if you don't want to. Just go in and tell Chip he's in the fruitcake toss, and Sarah will take him. And, you know, I don't have Sarah's number in front of me because I'm not at home. I do have it at home, but I'm sure we'll give Sarah's number at some point this morning. So if anybody makes contact with Chip, let me know, because I'm sure this is an event he would really enjoy partaking in. Now, remember, the winner of this event will get a plaque, a very nice plaque coming from Columbus, Ohio, Bob Welsh, a certificate saying they are the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion. They will get their very own Claxton fruitcake, and they will also get dinner somewhere that night in Marion. Now, could be a pizza, could be a restaurant. We're not really sure yet, but you will get dinner next Thursday night. So that will be a lot of fun. And again, you never know who's going to show up. Some people forget it's going on, just like the peanut push. Some people end up with another engagement that night. Then you have people who show up who were not entered. We let them toss the fruitcake. It's kind of an interesting event, but right now it's 42 people in the event. All right, if anybody has any questions or comments regarding this, I know there was also, I forgot to put down here, Ayers Ratliff as a maybe. So I guess that would be 43. Now, have we heard anything more about Ayers Ratliff or any of the city council people? I know Jason Schauber had a call put into him. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And you're going to want to stay tuned all morning, because we are going to give away prizes again like we did last Friday. So we're going to do some Christmas Family Feud all morning this morning. Maybe we'll start this hour. Depends on how well this hour progresses. We've got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker next hour. And then from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., we will do some more Family Feud giveaways. And again, we have the Pizza Hut giveaways, we have the San Sodas giveaways, we have the Arby's giveaways, and I believe we have Smoothie King. We also have the Smoothie King giveaways. So we'll be giving away prizes this morning. I'm not sure how many we'll give away, but we'll try to give away as many as possible. So the Fruitcake Toss coming up December 15th at 7 p.m., less than a week away. Any questions on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4... No, see, I about gave the home number. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. We did get some Christmas cards. And by the way, if you want to send us a Christmas card, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Remember to put your return address in the card, and we will read your card on the air, hang it in the studio, and get you a card back. Now, let's go to the Christmas cards today. I've got to open up the letters here. I haven't even opened up the envelopes yet. But if you're out there again and want to talk, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind this morning here in the holiday season? Boy, this envelope is very well sealed. Okay, let's pull this one open. Looks like a very nice card here. Oh, a very nice, looks like a scene with a church in the background, and I guess that would be an old-time chariot being pulled by a horse, a nice little creek. Some Christmas trees covered in snow. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. this says on the front of the card. And then it's kind of got the song in here. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and his soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices. O night divine, O night when Christ was born. O night divine, O night divine. May your Christmas be filled with peace, joy, and love. Scott and crew, with love, John and Carolyn Heimlich. John and Carolyn, thank you so much for the card. That is a very, very, very nice card. What a nice sentiment, too. What a great song. People love that song at Christmas time, Silent Night. One of the favorites. All right, and we have another card here. Let's go into the card pile, the Christmas card pile. Oh, this is a nice... There's a nice polar bear with a scarf on as the seal for this card. If I can get it out of the envelope here, we'll be in good shape. Okay, on the front of this card, we've got a reindeer and we've got a penguin. And it says, Very Merry Wishes. Hope your Christmas is bright, a perfect delight, filled with fun things to do from morning till night. From Brimley to Scott. Brinley. Well, Brinley is our six-year-old listener who rides to school every morning with her grandma, Mary. And that is a beautiful card. Well, Brinley, I hope you're out there listening this morning. Thank you so much for the card, and you will be getting a card back sometime this holiday season, and we will make sure that your card goes up on the wall here at the WGH Studios. Very merry wishes. Hope your Christmas is bright, a perfect delight, filled with fun things to do from morning till night. What a beautiful poem that is. Thank you, Brimley. And I'm going to think that this is just to me, because it does say to Scott, even though it's addressed to the WWGH studios here, it does say just to Scott, so I'm going to appreciate that. Thank you, Brimley. You gotta love the youth in our society. I hope Brimley's getting ready for Santa Claus. You know what I never understood about Santa Claus? What is his favorite cookie? Because for years and years, I've been trying to get his favorite cookie right, and I don't know what it is. You know, I thought for a long time it was the sugar cookies with the icing on them. I don't know. Does anybody know what Santa Claus's favorite cookie is? 740-383-9944. And again, if you can send us a Christmas card anytime, I'm here on Friday to pick them up. 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And if you put your return address in there, we will send you a card back. And we do look forward to that, and we'll read your message on the air, unless you don't want us to read your message on the air. Just put that in the card, and we will not read it on the air. But 523 South Prospect Street. That's one of the fun things we do every holiday season. So we thank Brinley and John and Carolyn Heimlich, and last week, Kevin Griffith, for being in the big Christmas card exchange. Okay, what else to talk about this morning? Okay, we did the fruitcake toss. Yesterday, Buckeye Guy came to town. He was over at Harding with myself and Abby and the tutors over there. You know, it was a long day yesterday, but did we have the best time? And the kids reacted great to him, and the staff reacted great to him, and he just did everything he was asked yesterday. He moderated the trivia debate. Our trivia contest between, I guess it wasn't a debate, trivia contest between the kids, the students. It was just a lot of fun. So thank you, Buckeye Guy, and everybody over at Harding for making that happen. That was a lot of fun. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I've got a little girl here that wants to say something.
Oh, go right ahead.
I think Santa's favorite cookie is gingerbread.
Gingerbread. Well, Brimley, thank you so much for the card. I really like it. Okay, what do you want from Santa this year?
What do you say? I don't know.
Haven't decided yet?
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, there was our friend Little Brimley. Gingerbread cookies could be Santa's favorite. Gingerbread cookies. Well, it was good to hear from Brimley. I don't think we ever heard from Brimley on the air. She's pretty good for 6 years old. Maybe she has a career in radio coming up. Well, thank you, Brimley, for calling in this morning. Now, do you think Santa's favorite cookies are gingerbread? They might be. You know, they sell a lot of those this time of year. What is our Santa's favorite cookies? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. We had a great time yesterday with Buckeye Guy. Got some great pictures, great video. He was great, showed up on time, was a great host for the Christmas trivia contest. Couldn't have had more fun yesterday, and we thank Buckeye Guy for coming to town to do that. He really is a very nice man. I know he gets a lot of bad press over the years. I think, you know, there's a lot of jealousy in this world. If you have a very high-profile position, people say nasty stuff about you. I don't know what that is in people, but it's unfortunate. But Buckeye Guy, I've spent a lot of time with him over the last 20 years, and he's always been very good to me. So thank you to the Buckeye Guy. Okay. Well, I'll tell you something interesting. We might have a special guest coming up in the next week or so here. And it's kind of interesting because it's a member of Charlie and Jeannie Evers' family. One of their granddaughters is going to be coming in sometime soon. Let's put it that way. We're trying to get the date in place. But she's going to talk about something very important, and I'm so glad she contacted me. And I think you're really going to enjoy this when she gets in here. So I believe that's going to happen probably before Christmas, but if not, right after Christmas. And I don't know if she's ever been on. I know that Charlie had most of his grandkids on. I'm pretty sure he had all of Amy's kids on. I know he had both of Angie's kids on, Natalie and Brandon. I know that he had two boys on of Kathy's boys, but I don't remember if he ever had Kathy's daughter on. If he did, I don't remember it. She would have been a lot younger then, obviously. But we're going to make sure she gets on here in the next few weeks, so look forward to that. Talking about a very important thing, kind of the career she's in, and I don't want to say much more about it, but it'll be fun when she comes in. What else do we have here? Well, did anybody think of anything else in regard to the Harding dog collar? We spent some time talking about this yesterday, that we've got this $5,000 reward that goes through January the 1st. And $5,000 is a lot of money, and it's an anonymous reward. But the question is, with about 22 days left now, what else could we add to this? Now, Bob Welsh, I think, is going to throw in a plaque. But what else can we add to this that will make it big, make it interesting? What else can we entice this person to return this item for? What can we do? Is it add more money? Is it throw an item in there? I don't know. Does anybody have any ideas? We talked about this a little bit yesterday, so I wanted to open up the phone lines about it again today. Because I think if we added something to it in these last 12 or 13 days, that maybe the media would pick up on it again, because that's the way the media works, unfortunately. I don't even know how we could tie it to Christmas. I don't know. If anybody has any ideas, give me a buzz here at the studio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How do we spice up this dog collar thing even further to try to get back this Laddie Boy's dog collar, which now has been missing for 10.5 years from the Harding home? We're getting quite a ways down the road with this dog collar. 740-383-9944 if you have any ideas. Now, we have not talked about a current event here on the show in quite a while. But I want to talk about this one because it's one of those events. Thank goodness it's not a political conversation, really, because I think we're all tired of talking politics. But I heard so much about this yesterday that I wanted to talk about this because I think there's some misconceptions going on here in regard to this. The basketball player was released from Russia yesterday in return for this guy Boot. I think his last name is Boot. He's a Russian terrorist. And so she'll be coming back home, and he'll be going back to Russia. Now, here's the problem. What I heard yesterday, I think it's a Marine over in Russia who's been held there, a U.S. Marine, and people were saying, well, why did we release the basketball player and not the Marine? And I did hear that yesterday, actually from several people. Now, I went home and I did my research. Now, that's just the type of guy I am. I think it's always important to do your research. They would not have let the Marine go. They are two separate cases. And I've seen it all over social media as well. They were never going to let the Marine go. They were willing to make a deal for the basketball player, but they were not going to let the Marine go. And the U.S. is still trying to get back the Marine. So there was never a deal for the Marine to come back. The U.S., my understanding, is trying to get the Marine back. But giving them Boot would not have got the Marine back. And this should also be a story for people. Now, you can feel how you want about trading Boot for the basketball player. But the Marine thing, I don't know how that story became a thing. Because that was never going to happen. Even if the basketball player had not come back, they were not going to release the Marine. They keep these people, especially Putin, because he knows he can use them kind of as currency, unfortunately. He wanted Boot back, so he was willing to give back the basketball player. But what does that mean? What does that say about Putin right now? How weak must he be that he was willing to negotiate? I don't know. Did anybody else hear all these stories yesterday about, we should have taken the Marine? It wasn't an option. They were two completely different deals. Should we have given the Boot guy back to get the basketball player? You know, I'm sure if you're her family, you want her back. And the United States negotiated this, so it's not like it just came out of the blue. This has been being worked on for months and months and months and months. So I don't know. Does anybody have a feeling on this? I'll tell you, we criticize everything. I think a lot of people felt this would be really good news yesterday that this basketball player was let out of Russia. And boy, there was a backlash about the whole thing. I don't know. You know, I don't have any opinion on it. But my thought is, I wish the facts would have been a little straighter, because this Marine got drug into it, and they were never going to release the Marine. But the question is, should they have given the terrorist back to get the basketball player back? You know, you gotta wonder, though, how strong is Russia at this point? You know, they're still in a war with Ukraine, which I don't think they're winning. I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion on this one? 740-383-9944. What a holiday topic that is. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. I believe those are pretty well the topics that I have today. We're still waiting to hear about Del Taco. Still waiting to hear about Charlie's Philly cheesesteaks. Oh, I think we're getting an opinion here. Let's take the opinion. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me. No, I think that businessman, I didn't know about the Marine. I think he should have been the first one brought back because his brothers, his relations said that he was not any kind of a spy. I don't know how many years he's been held. And if he didn't do anything wrong, didn't have drugs or anything wrong, and then you don't know how much money they also gave to get her back. I would say it wasn't just a trade. There was money involved, too, probably. But I didn't know. They said there's several Americans they've got over there, and I guess they've had them for a long time.
Well, but
I think the businessman, I don't know if he's been there several years. His family has missed him, and if he didn't do anything wrong, period, I think he should be, you know, then came back first. But that's just my opinion.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, when I first heard about it, because I was at work yesterday when this all went down, and I kept hearing from people and seeing things on the media about why didn't they let this other person go. But if you really get into the facts of it, nobody else was ever being negotiated for. I mean, this was specific to the basketball player. And there was never anybody else on the table. The Russians were never going to release anybody else.
Well, that Weiland, they've been trying to get him back. I don't know if he's been held over there more than 2 years, 5 years, or what, but they've been trying to get him back, his relation, like crazy. And for him not to be, if he's not a spy, a businessman, I don't know how they got him or anything.
Well, I think
all
women...
All they said yesterday was there's several they've got over there.
Oh, they do.
And I think the other, I don't know if they call them leftists, has put a lot of pressure on Biden. I don't know how they do it and stuff. But just other people, they had people. But no, I don't think that guy should have got out, period. I don't care. When you go to those countries and you kind of get caught, it's kind of like on you, you know what I mean. And if you don't want to maybe end up in China, stuck there, or over in those Arab countries, don't go. But no, he was going to, what was it, kill Americans, do all this stuff. And one newscaster said, well, when he goes back, he won't be able to do anything. Well, what do you mean anything? That was what he did was... They listed the 4 or 5 things they got him for. He's going to be right back in trying to kill Americans and stuff. You got to be foolish to think he's not going to be.
Well, here's what I would say about the whole thing. Number one, as you said, nobody else was being... They have been trying to get back the Marine. They have been trying to get back the other people held. For some reason, Putin was willing... to deal for this basketball player. So
you wonder what did Biden and them give up to get that? They knew that the whole country, I mean, the other people, I maybe knew about the business app, but I didn't know about that Marine. But it's been all over the news day one since she got caught. That's all you hear. So they knew they wanted her back probably more than the others. So you don't know, you'll probably never know, what did we give up to get her back, money-wise or otherwise.
Right,
because
but
he's just not going to trade that person, I think, to get her.
No, but we had this guy, it's my understanding, we had this terrorist, in prison here for 10 years. It's not like he was here just a minute. He was here in the United States for 10 years and never said anything. He would not give up any information. He would not do anything during interrogation. And my guess is, and I don't work for the government, but do you really think they let him go back over there with all the technology we have without some way to monitor him? I mean, he was in our custody for 10 years.
No, I think, was it 11? He had 25 years, but they listed 4 or 5 things that he was, I don't know what he actually did, but the plans he had, one of them was like kill Americans. Well, that's like that ISIS over there. When you get one of them, are you going to let one of them go back and cut off people's heads and stuff? I mean, he's a terrorist. I don't think if that's the list, I'd have to see it again. He should never have got out of our prison.
Well,
it's politics, and I mean,
well,
prisons are so bad, but you can watch a news station. And these other people, if I caught it, I think the businessman, maybe I caught that once or so, you never heard of it. I never knew there was a Marine over there, and I didn't know until yesterday there were several others they had over there. All I knew was her. That's all you heard. So when they know you want something really bad enough, they're going to, so I'd say there was probably either money, a lot of stuff, it just wasn't switching. There was probably a lot of other stuff in, you know, with that and stuff.
Well, I would,
you'll
I
never
would,
know.
I would, well, I would guess for as much as Putin hates us, if they gave him money, he's going to say it. Because he knows that that would make Biden look bad.
Oh, no. When they start on this stuff with Hunter and all this stuff, I think Hunter was in over 50 countries when Biden was vice president, you know, all this stuff. A lot of them's not going to say anything, but they were trying to sell our the oil rights that we have, I guess, in the ocean and stuff. Like, China's buying up our farmland, especially Wyoming, I think thousands of acres. And then they were trying to sell them our rights to the, is it oil and gas? And let China have it. Well, if they don't want to drill it, we're not going to have a penny of gas. I mean, who's doing these decisions? You've got to be silly.
Well, here's the question. This is what shocked me. We got a prisoner back who was really... She was imprisoned for having, what, a marijuana vape cartridge? That's what she was sent to prison for.
Thought she had drugs.
No, that's what it was. And so they put her in prison for that. And this is a young girl who was there not to fight a war. She was there to play basketball. And they obtained her. But what is strange to me as Americans... Here we got somebody back, hopefully unharmed, can go back to her family, not in prison for the rest of her life, but nobody in America is celebrating. We're going, well, no, we shouldn't have done that, and we should have went after those other people. Well, what if one of those other people would have come back? Would we have said, no, leave them over there, we shouldn't have done that? It's strange to me that as Americans, we don't... When the Iranian hostages came back, we celebrated.
It's more like the high profile come back. Now, like that businessman, I would say he's got children. I don't know if he's got grandchildren. You would want him to come back before the other. I mean, if he spent 5 years, I don't know if he spent 5 years or more over there. And his brother said was he a spy? He didn't work for the government, nothing. And they said the charges are false. So if they are... And if she had something that she wasn't supposed to have, you know, is guilty, and he's not guilty. But no, I think, well, I know he's got a family. But I don't know how many kids or anything, because, see, I haven't paid any attention. I've just been hearing about her since they've had her. I didn't realize there was a Marine over there. Yes, bring him home first.
Right, but there,
all of them.
Right, but there was no deal made. They were not going to release them. The only one they were willing to release was her, and I believe it was because they knew she was no threat to them. A Marine is a threat to them, and this
but
they believe he's a spy, and as long as they believe it, they're not going to let him go. So the only
what do we have to deal with later down the road? They've got that one. I guess he's one of the worst ones we just let go. We have nothing to deal with now.
Well, I guess my question is, when they said we're willing to let her go, so should we have just said, no thanks, we're going to leave you there for the rest of your life?
I'd say, well, how fast did they make that decision? I'd say, well, it might take a year, but we want more than that. We want another one or two to come out.
But what? I mean,
because the way the wars are going, maybe he'd give everybody out there. You never know.
Well, I think. Well, I don't know, but I just don't know if you turn down hostages when the deal is made. I
well,
can't
if
imagine.
The deal's made. That's what I said. That's why you go and you fight. You just don't say, well, like if somebody's going to give you, I'm not going to say scraps, but give you something. Like, we're going to give Putin something for something, and he don't want it. He's going to hold out. Well, and maybe he just doesn't want what we throw at him. And you just don't, you know, now what do we have? I don't know if we have any other Russians over here or not, but we had the main one. I would think he would want him back pretty bad. But, you know, it's just hard to tell. But, no, I think the ones start from the one that's been over there the longest and work down. If they don't want to leave... release the Marine, but that businessman, I mean, if you're a businessman, and I don't know, I don't see how he could.
But can you imagine what it would have been like? and it would have leaked out, I'm sure it would have, that they offered to give the basketball player back and we said no. Can you imagine that her family and her basketball league and all the people around the country, and God forbid she would have gotten killed over there, because heaven knows he's not above killing somebody, what that would have looked like?
Well, yes, but then the businessman, if he isn't guilty of spying, he should come back. That's what I said, there's so many ifs. If, like, people that, like I say, if you're over Mattel and you're a business person and you go over there and you get caught, I mean, what do we, you know, I don't know. When they go to these countries, they got to realize there's a great risk.
Right, well, but and, see, Putin does.
No, but to me, you start with the one. If there's been somebody over there 10 years, and like that businessman, and they say he's guilty and he's not, you work from him to get him back. I mean,
right, but the problem is, it's not whether he is a spy or not, it's whether they think he's a spy, and they do. And
because I could tell there was pressure on Biden to get her back very badly. I mean, you could take the top, probably LeBron James, he was on, all these people and stuff. And just because you're famous, you have no more rights than the businessman. I don't care if you're a billionaire, you don't have any more rights than the poor little simple businessman that's over there. I don't care how famous she is. If it's something against their law that she broke, they need to know these laws when they go to the country. You're held reliable. It shouldn't be, you know, like for somebody else. And I don't care if she is like, well, I'm not going to say a president having her there, but I don't care how wealthy she is, how great a basketball player, how great she is. She's no more important than a poor little peasant over there that we want back.
No, but I guess
to me, none of that stuff matters because
right.
I know how they pushed. I've heard nothing but her name every time, all the time, and they know you want her back, and they know, well, if you're going to give this real bad Russian guy, I guess he's one of the worst ones ever. Well, why wouldn't Putin jump at it? I mean, I think anymore we don't make the deals. Other countries make the deals, and we're just, I don't know, we have just changed like crazy. So I don't know, it's good that she came back, but to me, if you're over there 10 years and you didn't do something, hardly anything, and it would make, I could see that Weiland's family or whatever that name is, that's very upset because they've been, I think, several years, I don't know how long he's been held, trying to get him back. So now there's no leverage. We don't have that guy to even bargain with anymore.
No, but we've got
maybe other... Maybe.
But that's why I said, this guy's been over there, what, you say 10 years, and we've
I don't know how many years they've been over there. I just know that, I think his name's Weiland. They've been trying to get him back. Maybe if we give Russia $1 billion, we can get two or three of them back.
It's hard when you say we don't know what happened because we don't know.
You'll never know.
Right.
You'll never know what he has given them, but that's all you hear. And it's like me.
Right, but they don't
Nobody's
know anything.
Nobody's more important. I'm not more important than, say, a president. I am no more important than anybody else. I never did think I was. I don't care if I had $1 billion. I'm no more important than the little janitor or anybody.
Right, but...
To me, oh, she's famous. Basketball player, we got to get her back.
Right, but I don't know that that's what happened. I don't...
I just want to hear other people's comments because now we gave the worst... I think they said he was the worst, like, criminal ever, and we gave him back. So...
Well, I don't know if he's the worst criminal ever.
Negotiate anymore.
Well, we'll see. Let's see what other people have to. Well, I appreciate. Let's see what other people have to say.
Yes, I want to hear stuff. But Scott, I have another question.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, I didn't get Thursday's paper. But I can get Friday's paper. Can you get that Mr. Lanka, the editor, and have talk to him because this is getting ridiculous. I don't know if the delivery is terrible, and I'm about ready to cancel it.
I'll send him an email. I have his email.
Well, I had a phone number, but it's Marion, and I don't have a number to call him or anything, and I wrote two letters up there. Stuff's been going on the last couple of years, and I think I wrote one January and one last fall, and I finally got him back a couple months ago. I don't know where they were sitting, and stuff, but I just kind of like to have him on to, I don't know if he knows what's going on, because you have to talk to people in the Philippines now. It's not, and the papers printed in Michigan, then it's taken to Columbus. They don't stop here, and then they bring it up from Columbus to have it delivered, and there they could cut out 2 hours' time. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I'll send him an email, and we'll see if we can get him
would
on.
You please?
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. 56 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I got one comment and two questions.
Go ahead.
So my first comment is, how crazy do you got to be to leave American soil, to leave U.S. soil, given the current political climate and just the all-around dangers? And it's not like we're exactly well-loved out there in the global community. Most people hate Americans. They think we're spoiled, overly privileged, and
that's
all that. I would not have went to Russia. You couldn't give me enough money.
No, and I think that's a lesson people are starting to learn, is that people are used as pawns. And
yeah, we're going to put a big old duh on that one.
Yeah.
Then the two, like, questions I think I want to bounce off of you is, A, how hard, my question kind of like mimics the last caller, how hard do you really think we tried to get that Marine back? Do you think we tried hard enough?
Yeah, I think we did, because Biden's son is a Marine. He has military in his family, and I don't believe we would... here's why I believe she was released over the Marine and the businessman. They believe the businessman's a spy, so they believe he might have information that he can bring back to us. The Marine was fighting against Russia. They believe he's somebody who can hurt them. What can a female basketball player who was arrested for marijuana vape cartridges do to them that would be harmful? Nothing, I don't think.
And then given the American opinion, the, like, general, in relationship to the general opinion of, you know, her coming home, how much, if any, bearing do you think that her being black and gay has to do with it? I went there.
Well, no, it's an interesting point, because to be honest with you...
Well, I'll be tuning in, Scott.
Thank you. It's an interesting point, because... being black and being homosexual, gay, that, you know, I hope it doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. I don't know. But I will say that the fact that the question is even being asked is very interesting. I would say that. But, you know, I don't know. I guess my confusion is, I thought there would be some happiness that a prisoner of another country was being released, because her sentence no way fit her crime, let's put it that way. And clearly she was being kept there as a political pawn. So, you know, I don't know. Everybody's going to have their own opinion on it, but the point is, at the end of the day, is it horrible that somebody came home? I guess that's the end of the day question. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've got an opinion on this, or Harding's dog collar, or anything else going on. Now remember, we are going to come back at 10 o'clock this morning and do Family Feud for prizes. We do have Pizza Hut, we have Sans Sodas, we have Smoothie King, we have Arby's, we have all kinds of great stuff coming up starting at 10 a.m. this morning, running through 1 o'clock this afternoon. So you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money, and we'll continue all kinds of conversation. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker is coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary comedian Kay Ballard.
What do you like about this time of
Christmas? I wish Christmas... I get sad because I think of my family. I think about when I was younger, when, you know, everybody hung up the stocking, and I hung up one day my silk stocking for my father to fill. but he screamed.